here's a story from The World.
Earlier this month, massive demonstrations in the West African country of Mali culminated in a military coup. Now the president is out and the military is in, for now at least. This is the second coup in Mali in less than 10 years, and it's far from clear what comes next. The World's Halima Gikandi reports.
On Friday, leaders from the West African political body, ECOWAS, all came together. Of course, it was on a video chat. Leaders sit stoically. Behind them are their nation's flags. But one person was noticeably absent, Mali's former president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. That's because he's no longer president after a military coup 2 weeks ago. The new leaders are called the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, or CNSP. Gilles Diaby heads the citizen think tank of West Africa in neighboring Dakar, Senegal.
The member of the CNSP, most of them are colonels, so they are not kind of ordinary soldiers. They are quite qualified people who tend to occupy important positions.
They're led by Colonel Assimi Goita, who also heads the country's special forces. He has experience working with the U.S. on counterterrorism in Mali. Since the coup, the U.S. says it has paused all security assistance to the country. But the new military leaders said it wasn't a coup. They say they're responding to the will of Malians. Leaders in the region don't see it that way. And Yabi says most are condemning what's playing out in Mali.
It is clear that they also want to avoid to have some people thinking about the coup in their own country.
At first, West African leaders called for Keita to return to office. They've been holding emergency meetings with the military, but it seems like Keita is gone for good. He's officially resigned. Sidiki Gendo says many Malians are happy about that. He directs a polling institute called GIS that conducted a survey in the capital, Bamako.
Basically,
we found that despite what most people think, the population has quite a positive image of the military leaders who did this. People don't think that this was a coup d'etat.
On Friday, ECOWAS met to discuss Mali's future. They're trying to iron out a path for the military to transition back to civilian rule and move towards new democratic elections. Gwendo's survey asked Malians whether they wanted a civilian or military-led transition.
There, it's true that a large part preferred civilian and military together, about 59%.
More than a quarter of those surveyed said they wanted a transition government led exclusively by the military. It shows the gap between what Malians might want and what the rest of the world might think. Still, Gwendo cautions that these feelings could change, especially if the military clings to power. That's a worry, he says.
I don't think the military junta should be keeping power during the transition. I think that the military junta should facilitate putting in place a civilian transition.
Since the coup, regional West African leaders have closed borders with Mali and put sanctions on the country. They've said they will lift the sanctions as the military makes steps to transition back to civilian rule. I spoke with Mahamadou Cisse. He's the president of the National Malian Youth Council of France. He's 32 and lives in Paris. He condemned the coup and wants elections, but he also takes issue with the response from regional leaders.
Concerning the decisions taken by the ECOWAS, I condemn in the strongest terms this embargo. It's just not logical. A country already suffering from multiple crises, there's no point in strangling its people even further.
By crisis, he means the insecurity caused by terrorist groups, intercommunal violence, and an ongoing rebellion in the north, as well as widespread unemployment. He says these are the issues Mali's new leaders, whoever they are, will need to address.
I think that the Malians have given enough trust to the politicians, and until now, we've been let down. Now, the new political leader that will take hold of the country's future will have to work at regaining that lost confidence.
Talks between military leaders, regional powers, and civil society groups are ongoing. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.